KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. U.S. Senator Mark Begich is calling on the governor to declare a fisheries disaster in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. In a letter, Begich also asked that any declaration be extended to the interior region of the Yukon River watershed. Begich's office says a state disaster declaration is needed before federal aid like loans and grants can be requested for those affected by record low salmon runs this year. A spokesperson for Governor Sean Parnell says the State Commerce Department is analyzing the magnitude of the situation and that it's too early to say what Parnell might do. And human remains were found over the weekend on a beach 1 mile east of Brevig Mission. Just before noon on Sunday, a Brevig resident notified the community's village public safety officer of the remains. The VPSO contacted the Alaska State Troopers, who responded to the community and brought the remains back to Nome. They were then flown to Anchorage and are now in the custody of the medical examiner's office for identification. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the remains are decomposed to the point where medical records will have to be used for identification. Peters says the information needed will be determined at autopsy. The troopers have identified at least two people who have been reported missing in the area. Kyle Komok disappeared from Teller during last November's storm. Also missing is Kenneth Lee, who was last seen leaving Brevig Mission headed for Teller in December of 2010. Peters says dental records for both men are being sent to the medical examiner's office for comparison. And the six American jet skiers that were detained in Russia for 5 days were given permission to head back to the U.S., according to the team's Facebook page. Wales Mayor Frank Crissy says they made it into Wales last night. Last week, the crew from the reality show Dangerous Waters left Wales without valid travel documents and were met in Russia by tank. They were detained for 5 days in a gym in Laurentia and were told yesterday to return to the U.S. Mayor Crissy found himself acting as somewhat of a border guard because the jet skiers did not clear their travels with U.S. Customs.
The people themselves, although they are Americans, must go through the proper channels to enter the country again. Right now, they would probably be classified as illegal aliens.
The Port of Nome is classified as a point of entry. Wales is not. A customs official is needed for them to be cleared, and Mayor Crissy says a representative from the native village of Wales met the crew to have them call a U.S. customs official. Crissy says this isn't the first time a group of adventurers did not have the proper authorization to cross and enter international waters. With Wales being 110 miles closer to Russia, Crissy says his city administration finds them acting in roles outside of their jurisdiction.
In the future, they're going to have to do something about the customs. It's going to have to either be a field office out here, or something is going to have to be done, because some people are not departing from Nome to go to Russia. They're coming here. We do not know who they are or what their purpose is. And before we know it, they're over and across there. And all of a sudden, it blows up in our faces.
Dangerous Waters, according to the show's website, follows five crew members riding jet skis from Seattle to Alaska and across the Bering Strait and on to Vietnam. With a team ordered to return to the U.S., the trip has been cut short. According to the State Suicide Prevention Council, Alaska has the highest rate of suicide per capita in the country, and Alaska Native men between the ages of 15 and 24 have the highest rate of suicide among any demographic in the country. An Anchorage-based nonprofit organization is developing a program to change those numbers. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports that Rural Cap is launching a suicide prevention program. Kathy Clements, director of Rural Cap Community Development, says the agency is changing the direction of a youth wellness program called Birch towards suicide prevention. She says 15 AmeriCorps volunteers will be recruited locally in the communities, where they'll use peer education and leadership training to work with youth.
They'll be helping to connect them to better to work with their own culture and connect them to meaningful relationships with adults, as well as meaningful service in their community. And this will be all a strategy to help build their resiliency, help with their development, and hopefully in the long term reduce substance abuse and suicide.
To come up with a budget of $400,000 per year for 3 years, Rural CAP has put together funds from several sources, including the Serve Alaska leg of the Corporation for National Community Service and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, which Clement says also brings behavioral health aides into the mix.
We're real excited about this new partnership to work with behavioral health aides in the villages. So that's where the AmeriCorps members will work with those behavioral health aides, as well as other local leaders and youth, and helping to design these projects that help increase youth engagement and culture and connection to elders and other adults.
The program is aimed at youth ages 12 to 18. Clement says Rural CAP will be soliciting applications from tribes or rural communities to host AmeriCorps members who will begin work in January 2013. And after lying dormant all winter, things are beginning to sprout at Gnomes Community Garden. Volunteer gardeners opened the greenhouse doors for the first time this year with a gardening session yesterday. They planted seedlings and prepared the greenhouse, located just next door to the Gnome Food Bank, for public participation. Walled with sheets of translucent plastic, the greenhouse is now growing broccoli, bok choy, and mizuna, a leafy Japanese green. Cheryl Thompson, one of the organizers of the community garden project, says this year's harvest will be small but ambitious.
Most community gardens are set up where people get their own plot and they grow whatever they want in it. You know, they each have their own spot they're responsible for. But since this is just getting started, this is going to be more like a demonstration garden to give people ideas. People can help and grow stuff and harvest stuff, but nobody's going to have their own section yet.
She says the goal is to grow the garden and its location every year, and Thompson says that growth will be measured both by the crops planted and the participation from the community.
I'd like to see it become almost like a little park area. I'd like to see people who want to get involved in gardening that don't have a place to garden or don't know anything about gardening be able to come here and participate. And I'd just like to see it grow some food.
The garden uses land donated by the Gnome Community Center and the United Methodist Church. While the garden's harvest may be modest this year, the gardeners already involved are inviting anyone interested in helping plant the seeds for a new project. And they'll meet Tuesdays at 6:30 in the evening outside the Gnome Food Bank. The price of gold in New York is up $12.90 an ounce to $1,580.40. An ounce of silver is up 43 cents to $27.34, and a pound of zinc at 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:13 and depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 58 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.